yesterday, we'll start with the Tfilas HaBotech, Perek Dalet on page Reish Gimel. I'm going to ask some questions here. This is a hard sugya, and something that should have troubled you all your life. Every time you get up to daven, you should ask yourself, what am I doing here that makes no sense? And the truth is, it doesn't make any sense. Hatalet is born and been in a Tfilas, he bekashes tachuninim, v'shailas tochenim es Hashem. We have to meditate, which means think deeply on this subject called tefillah, which is requesting our needs and how we translate tachanunim, supplications. Doesn't really, that's a shift to the problem. We don't know what that means either. Asking our needs from Hashem. Can ishbeinam b'dover nimtze she'af al-pi shittas ha-betochen, she'al-pi shittas ha-betochen ha-rishayna, according to the first shitta in betochen, she'anu b'itchim b'Hashem she'males kol Mishalo is libeinu. Then whenever we ask, so we're going to get shittas Rabbeinu Yoyne, the shittas Ramban. That betochen means that if you're holding a baton, whatever you ask for, you're going to get. If you shittas wa tefillah einu matera el lemtzei, tefillah is not an end; it's a means to an end. You have to let Hashem know what you need, because He's going to give you whatever you want. So you have to let Him know what you want, and then He'll give it to you. So tachlis milu abakasha, it's to fulfill your request. That's the tachlis of tefillah. But tefillah mebiyele deikach, tefillah brings you to getting what you want. Lefi derech zu yisparish maim chazal. We understand the chazal that says imroi adam shein tefillah senanis yachzor v'yitpalo. You see a person who asks for something and he doesn't get it. What should he do? Yachzor v'yitpalo. V'kavane he. She is akesh v'yipatsiv. The yaseh betochen al betochenay. Go off, work on your betochen, raise your levels up and then daven again from a new place of betochen. Achit is kabel tfilosay v'hu yikabel ishalosay. Until eventually Hashem gives you what you want and you know you're on the right level of betochen. Rumazoyt, lefi shita betochen ha-shneer, shebo anu boitchim b'Hashem, shekol ma'ad e'ovid rachmol le'tababit. According to the second level, which we said is a higher level of betochen, shittas chodes ha-levavos, which is the world we are living in at the moment. If there's anybody here still functioning according to Rabbeinu Yoyne, you're asked to leave this discussion because you have nothing to do here. Go off and ask. Stop wasting your time learning. Just go stand there and ask. Go to the hospital and start davening, yeah? So for us guys that are in the chodes ha-levavos world on the higher level, that's the real bala betochen. We hold that everything Hashem does is for the good. Yeah? So you've got a bit of a problem now. The whole thing of tefillah doesn't make any sense. It's called Dava Abo Aleinu B'tzmim Es Mitrach Yedir Ki HaKol Hu Mimenu Yisparach. The tochen means that I'm a kabbal everything that comes from Hashem on me. I'm a kabbal b'tzmim Es because I understand that it's good for me because it's coming from Hashem. Mat kasha. What do I have to daven for? What have to daven for? What have to ask? I know what's good for me. Whatever Hashem gives me is good for me. So what am I asking for? Whatever He gives me, I'm a kabbal. Daven that you should be able to makabal whatever comes upon you ba'ava. Okay, that's a good tefillah. But why are you davening for your needs? Hashem, I'm not feeling well. Please make me feel better. But the thing you don't feel is the best thing could have ever happened to you. Why change it? You know, it could be you're not going to be lying on the next corner. I don't have panosa today, God forbid. So then that's the best thing. So why are you davening for panosa? Panosa is not the best thing for you. So you're arguing with Hashem. Hashem knows better than you. And you're arguing with Hashem. Give me time. It's not good for me. And if it was good for you, we'd give it to you. So we'd have to ask. There's a big cash of this. It's just the biggest cash of what I have to make ishtadlis. Hachuvah shel zuhi. The answer to this question is, and you're not going to like it, but this is what the Gemara says, and this is what the Rashi Chumash says, and this is what the דרך השם סז התשובה לשאלה זו היא כי חוכמוסו יסברך the wisdom of Hashem goes to the shum shef of oilom ואפילו זה שנגזר עליו שיהד ממהם הם אין יהד ללא תפילה that nothing is going to come into the world even that which has been going that should come into the world is not going to come into the world without tefillah. Oh, there isn't answer Akasha yet. Wow. That's the Matthias. The Chayn Matina Barashi, right at the beginning of Brashis, the Maitha Brashis, the Apostle, the Kol Siach HaSodeh Terem Yeh Be'eretz, the Kol Eitzev HaSodeh Terem Yitzmach, Ki Loham Tir Hashem Elokim Al Haaretz, Hashem didn't make it rain, the Adam Ein Lavet Es HaAdomah, because why? There was no man to work the land. Why do you have to have rain? Simple pshat in the Pasuk is why do you have to have rain? There's no one to work the land. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Uma time lo hamti, why didn't it rain? If he shared a man love with this Adama, because there's no man to work the Adama, Vain maki betoivosin shal geshavim, there was no one to recognize the goodness in rain, because Shabu Adam v'yed Hashem tzorich lo'ilam, hitpalel aleihem. When Adam Harishon came along and saw the need for them, he davened for them. The yard and the drain, but some choilolos v'chatavavad d'shoim ad kar, and the trees and the grass sprouted. Kloima, the marotch of the shomim aitzay choilom was rain a necessity of the bria. Yeah. Vada yetzrichim meredet, a vada had to rain. Because makom kolay shulay, I mean, she did palel aleim lo yard. As long as there was no one to daven for rain, the rain wasn't going to come. Zoom erechas a kesha kaimis, that is the system of relationship that exists bein shemayim v'aretz. There's a thing called shemayim, there's a thing called aretz. You want those things to connect so that the shemayim will know what it needs a thing called tefillah. Hashemayim mashpin shefel aretz, the heavens give a bounty, bestows a bounty on the aretz. But I'm like with Tanashad and Anim Tzaber, it's Mechabrim, because of the philosophy, on the condition that man joins Shemaim Tzeret with his tefillahs. Moshe Lama Adam Adoyme, the Zerim Chashmala Megiel Kobay. You heard of electricity? Yeah, it comes to your house, right? There's a pipe outside, and there's a thing inside, and there's a flow of Chashmal between the house and the Tachana Koyach. כדי לעין השמיירי, חייבים ללוחץ על המתג לארץ החדר. If you want to enjoy the חשמל, you want to have light in your room, you have to push the button. כמו כן, השפע מוכן ומזומן הוא לאדם. וזה מה זה חשמל זה, it's waiting for you, מוכן ומזומן. So what's the lock on? Because you have to push the button. You've got to open up the... יש פקק פה, there's a block. You've got to move the block and the Zerim goes. So too with us. התפילה היא המתג... The button, tefillah is the button that allows the shefa that's waiting to come down, to come down. Why Hashem made it like that? That was the chokhmah of Hashem decreed.
It's looking
at the tefillah
that
brings
it down.
Is
it the tefillah that we have
separate
or something? Or is it the
first tefillah
that you add in?
All of it, all of it. The 10 levels of tefillah, let's get this clear. Once and for all. There's a wonderful sefer called Sharim B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkas Zatzal, which every Jew has a chiyuv to learn. A chiyuv to learn. Someone told me over there, heard from a Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, that if he had the koyach, he would have made it to Kona that every Jew should have a copy of that sefer in his balance bag. That takes the Rashi, takes the Gemara, takes the Zohar. There's 10 types of tefillah in the world. You have to know each one. Each one's needed for a different job. So you have to know. It's all of it. We're talking about tefillah, generic tefillah, all 10 levels and all 10 types of tefillah. Whichever one is needed for each specific situation. And if you use the wrong one in the wrong situation, it doesn't work. You can stand there and Shmoneh Esrei the whole day for what you need. If that's not the tefillah, if that's not the button you're supposed to push on, it ain't going to go on. You're pushing the light for the outside light the whole day and the room stays dark. And you can't understand, but I'm pushing the button. Yeah, you're pushing the wrong button. There's a thing called Hilchus Tefillah. There's a thing called Hilchus Tefillah. You have to know how to use the machine properly. You wouldn't drive a car without first reading the instruction manual. So you want to daven, you've got to learn Hilchus Tefillah. You've got to learn how to drive the car properly. And you also have to know what tefillah to use when. You could be using the wrong button. All of it. You need it. You have to know when to use. You need to know when to use Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov's tefillahs that they gave us. The siddur that we have from the ancient sense of the Gedolah, that's a hydrogen bomb. And then you need to know when to use your own personal tefillahs. You have to know when to scream, when to cry, when to shout, when to talk, when to whisper. You have to learn that sugya well, very well. Shalom b'tefillah. Yeah. Didn't say for like this. No, no. There was somebody who was working on a translation. I even saw some of the original chapters. Yeah. I wouldn't read the English. I would make a limit of it. Chavrusa, sit down and learn it well.
What about
Heath? Okay, we're Hilchus Tvila now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are lots of things. Lots of things that get in the way. Okay. Tefillah Leir and Tefillah Rochel. Oh, there's another chiluk. There's a thing called Tefillah Leir and a thing called Tefillah Rochel. The Choshev Loisif, it's important to add. I thought the Shem Tefillah Shav Reikam, even though it's true that no Tefillah comes back empty, every Tefillah has some response. Mikum Kam Ein Zeh Mukhrach Sheh Tefillah Tz'ane Bo'ei Tz'oifun Jibikish HaMipalot. It doesn't mean that you're going to get answered the way you want. And further, Mimush Hashef Elokia Magia Al Yedei HaTfila Einu Chayv Legia L'Adam Avakash. That which you're davening for may not come to you, may go to someone else. You're davening for Panasa, you could be keeping your next door neighbor in Panasa while you don't have Panasa. How come he's got Panasa? Your Tfila gave him Panasa. Just be careful before you talk, someone might be listening. You know? One of my rabbis once said to me, be careful what you're davening for, somebody may be listening. Come to somebody else. So it all depends on what's going on in Shemayim. The mikra there, I mean, Palal Yakabal is Schore, Al Kach, she paid this little also in Noisachay. The person who davened will get his reward on the goodness that was given to the other person that he davened for. But the novel is Dibre Chazal Shekovri Tanchum Etovez Mipnei Ma'ayu Ha'ayim Oysakoros. Why were the Jewish mothers barren? They couldn't have children. The Tisha Yisayva Koros Boruch Hu L'Tfilos Hashem had a Taiva to Yadei Tfilos Tanchum Pela. Hashem, the creator of the universe, the infinite creator of the universe, yeah, who can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants, has a taiva, a lotion taiva. So yeah, so Rivka Rochel and that talking to him. He does nothing because if they don't talk to him, he does nothing. Hashem can't survive without bearing them talk to him. Yeah, that's what it says. Shteimah is b'nai b'nai as Beit Yisrael. There were two women that broke the Jewish people, yeah? Rochel imaynu v'lei imaynu. Because she is b'inan b'psukim b'divrei chazal nimtza sh'lei nitan l'kol ma she'bikshu. She goes through the Torah, you'll see that lay God whatever she asked for. He bikshu sh'lo tippu b'chalko sh'l Esav v'nitan lo. She davened not to get married to Esav. Oh, Hashem made a whole stick in the world with love, and she ended up marrying Yaakov before Rochel. Bikshu li pocket b'bonim v'nesa. She wanted children, she got them. Bikshu Hashem yafuch et ha-teva v'yachluf et Joseph v'dina v'nento. She doubted that Joseph should become dina, she got it. Tika meirel Hashem al milu b'kushosei ha-sheines. Ki ro Hashem b'oni. Hashem saw her poverty. Ki shom Hashem kisnu anoichi. Because Hashem saw that she was hated. Not that Elohim Schori, Hashem will give him a reward. Him of Akesh is an Anis. She gets whatever she asks for later. Ulamas Rochel Imainu, Mevaka Obanaya Ada Yom Azeh. Rochel is crying, Ada Yom Azeh, she hasn't been answered. But Dain Lo Nento. Lamdecha Kishnei Simu Tfilas Hayim. The purpose of this discussion is two types of Tfilas. Tfila Poeles Ala Mipal Oifin Yashir, the Tfila that comes to you, the result that comes to you direct, the Tfila HaMashpia Kol Olam, and there's a Tfila that has an influence on the whole world where you don't necessarily see where your Tfilas are glanding up. Vamna Kach Gila Lan Hashem Yisbarach Al Yidei Chochmeinu Zal. So too Hashem revealed to us via Chazal Kol Olam Nizayin Bishvil Chanina Bni, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa nourished the entire world. The Chanina ben Daisa became Charuvin Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. The Gemara in Brochas that Yud Zayin says that Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, in his merit, the whole world was nourished. But he stopped. He never had panos. He had to survive on a few carobs from one week to the next. But the whole world ate in his merit. No, he never got a merit to feed himself. He couldn't have some chicken during the week. No, there are not enough chickens for him. All the chickens are everywhere else. He doesn't get. I do understand this, Gemara. Gemara makes sense to you. He has enough schus to feed the whole world, but not enough for himself. So what is that? Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa's poverty is legendary in the Gemara. Extreme poverty they lived under. We can't imagine what that poverty looks like. And yet his schus nourished the whole world. Makes sense to you? Is there anything lacking in the house of the king? Why is it that a Kosh Bohu is not lacking anything? For Hashem, another $1 million, that's going to change his bank balance, nothing. Yeah? If I give you a dollar, or Bill Gates gives you a dollar, so you're right, it's a big difference whether I give you a dollar, Bill Gates gives you a dollar, but at the end of the day, Bill Gates' bank balance is $1 less after he gave you the dollar, right? The impact on his total wealth is a lot less than the impact on my wealth. But at the end of the day, his wealth has been depleted. Hashem can give you $50 million, his wealth hasn't been depleted by one molecule. So why is Rabbi Chanina got a star? He can't get his panasa forever, but the whole world's getting their panasa because of him. But you know why? Because in order that the world should be mefarnes and mezanin, ha'olam nizakek litzvilaso shel Rabbi Chanina. The world needs Rabbi Chanina to be done for panasa. Kaitan yarev Rabbi Chanina shetafkinu ili palal al panasa v'miyuchad. How does Rabbi Chanina do that his unique tafkin in tefillah to daven for panasa? You're not going to like this, I love it. It doesn't have anything. It's panasa, but simtzum. The Mamele Yudaya, kichola, lafchoyvus, ishtadus, betzvila, lifneim, boi, al panasa. Now he knows that he's going to dance for panasa. As Mamele, he's dancing for panasa. He's mazan the whole world. How do you know dafka that? Because he opens the fridge and there's nothing there.
So he was dancing for himself.
But he was dancing for himself.
That's the same thing with Rachel.
I don't know what he said, nothing about Rachel. We're learning Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa now. Rabbi Meir Yodaya ki chala alav choyves ishtalus betfila lifnei borek wa alpanasa. Ovoifen ze bekoi choy wa al yodoy nishpa shefa mazoram. By his tfila, the whole world is mazad. So Rabbi Meir Manosh im sheinu mitpalalim avu panasa so vizduchim bekoi choy some yodi. There are a lot of people out there that are not dying for panasa. Why? Because they're lying, they could create some yodi. Young man, I worked hard, you work hard. Rabbi, when did you ever work one day in your life that I should support your yeshiva? Go get a job like I did. Yeah, you know what I told one of them this year? Last year you told me to get a job. Why are you not working? Why are you sitting and learning? Because you can't get a job, right? At least I got a job. Yeah, you got to be careful when you talk. You don't know who's listening. Last year you're telling all the rabbis, hey, why should I support you? I worked for my money. You go get a job. Today's got no money and no job. You have to be careful. Like the schus, tfilasuf shebi chanidin nizim kalayilam. The whole world is fed in the schus of Rabbi Nenich and Daisa. And all the koich reikim yad is out there living off his life force. And he's a parasite. Yeah, the kum people are the parasites. Exactly the opposite. We living off him. We wouldn't survive without him. Let's go back to our marshal with the chashmal, with the buttons. There are two types of buttons. Yes, metak bati, beiti, shevim tzorsa madlikim chashmal b'cheder echad. You've got your own little personal switch which you put on in the lounge and you get lost in your own little room, yeah? L'mosa yesh metak shevim tzorsa madlikim ez ha-chashmal l'kol ha'ir. You also get the central button where chavet chashmal sends out electricity to light up the whole city. מתוך שמתק זה תומון איש שעים במצב חושך אך האוב דהי שהוא מה לכל העיר. It could be that that button is sitting in some dark basement. Where's the switch? Where you switch on the lights for, you know, for Times Square. It could be some dark basement somewhere, right? The little guy goes down there every evening at 5 o'clock. Yeah, he looks at his watch and he goes down and he puts the button up, and the whole of Times Square gets its electricity. The button doesn't have to be in the middle of Times Square. The light can be in a little dingy dungeon. But that little button is providing electricity for the whole city. You can have a guy, you know, he switches on a light, his light goes on. You ask for something, you get it. You need panosa, you get it. You need to get well, you get it. There's some tefillahs that are like the main switch for the whole city. It doesn't mean that the room that you're in, the lights are going to go on. The room you're in at the moment doesn't need light. So even though the big switch that lights up the whole city is right here, all the food in the world is in Reb Chanina ben Dosa's basement. That's where he puts the switch for food for the whole world. But who says there's going to be food in his room? That room stays dark. He told him, Shechayda Zeh Yematav Choshuch. Even after you switch the switch, that room stays dark. Claimer, that's the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina. And Mustafa Rochelimainu. Even though he has the power to light up the whole world and feed the whole world, who atma shayro b'tzad yeshlo rak kav charubin.
The
Kabbalah that has come about us from there. Ada Yomase. Rachel's crying for her children. For you! You don't need anything. You've got everything you need. Your Baba's sitting there crying for you. Yayim of the Laila. She's davening for you to come along. She's davening. You should have children. She's davening for your shidduch. She's davening for your house. She's davening for nasa. The mother, the Baba's sitting there saying, "She's all day davening for you."
It's not like
a Who says? Did you just take a breath? Did you just understand a piece of Tosfos? Are you alive? Are you well? Do you have food? Do you have a roof over your head? How do you understand the schus of Rachel? Not now. Take out the pasuk. Look at the Rashi. Look at all the chumashim. Go to the Gemara. Learn the sugya like any other sugya. Rachel's mavak al banaya. She's crying for her children. Are you one of her children? No. So go find out what she's crying for. What's the problem? Mashiach's come. He was echad to get some asin. So you see, she hasn't been answered yet. Tere namdim she had tefillah chay vehi. Comes out that tefillah is an obligation. Ki kach gozo chachmos is baruch. Hashem. Was guided, you have to daven. Without tefillah, nothing's going to come into the world. It can be sitting there waiting, the chashmal's waiting, and it's pushing and pushing, wants to come in. You don't daven, it ain't coming. Ulam keited yayda adam amahu tzarechis palo. How do you know what to daven for? Who just said? Are you not more than Hashem? Whatever Hashem wants to give you, He's going to give you anyway. Then things you have to daven. So what should you daven for? Hashem, whatever's there, give me. Yeah? But you see, they're calling out tefillahs, look, it doesn't look like that. Maybe what's it done for? Kated Yeda is a chef who Tarech Lashpi of Abir. How do you know what's it done for? How do you know what chef is supposed to bring into the world? Hachubi Shekeshereya Adam is Ats my chosod of a plaini. When you see yourself lacking something, yeah? You have children that give you problems, you don't have children. You want a shidduch, you have a shidduch. When before you get married, you got problems, you got a daven. After you get married, you got more problems, you got a daven. Yeah, you have panosa, you got problems. You don't have panosa, you got whatever it is that that tells you what you're doubling for. Do a stick of cheshbon and see what you're lacking. Yodayu kirot in Hashem Yisbarach hu sheyam shechloilem es ha-shefa azah dafka. Dafka, that shefa that Hashem wants you to bring into the world. Rechon HaPoyz doesn't have children. So what's he going to daven for? A point he's going to daven for children. Now who says maybe children's not good for me? No! You see, you have a lack. You understand, Seichel tells you that's a lack. The Olam tells you that's a lack. Daven for it. You may never have children. No! You don't make children when you get to Olam Abayi. You're going to see how many children you built with your tefillahs.
Daven for it, or clearly, practically speaking? children.
Are you lacking children? Davin's give me children, yeah? You can also say, betoich all the people who don't have children. Toich helps to make yourself part of Klal Yisrael, yeah?
Or should you just say, please give everyone who needs children.
And include me among them.
Yeah.
You're not asking for yourself?
I'm asking what's
the idea of what you've done. I don't know. I mean, I think I did answer your question. Include yourself in the club. Now, Tshuva here, we saw that. Lechay Nikras a Tvila Avoida. That's what Tvila is called, Avoida. Kiba Tvila Yesh Shirut Kaviyachu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are serving Kaviyachu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? HaMisbarach Reitzel Hashpil Oilam. Hashem wants to give to the world. Va'adam HaMisbale Al Mesharis Hashem Baruch Hashem Yedaitu Lasa Yechilis Kaim Rotzen Hashem Leitiv. You serve Hashem by enabling him Kaviyachu to bring the Shefa into the world that he wants to bring into the world. Because if you don't daven, Hashem can't bring it into the world. The same way you're serving the whole world, they didn't daven. They're getting what they need through your tefillah. That guy that's out there that's got panasa that tells you, why don't you go get a job? The reason he's got panasa is because you davened for panasa, and he got panasa. He's living with you. He's a parasite. He's a koichavaitim yodinik, and he's a parasite living off you. You're sitting and learning and davening, and he's mamash sucking your life force out of you. Chaim Volozhin says it in the Furush. He's the parasite. Okay, stop it.